The rest of the story. Jack Hillers was a professional boatman. Again, Jack Hillers was a professional boatman. If you'd wanted to take a journey on the river, a float trip, you would have hired Jack. 100-plus years ago, the boatman's job was particularly tough. Many jobs in one, teamster and cook, fisherman and fuel gatherer, general handyman. In May of 1871, Jack met an adventurer named John Wesley Powell. The daring Powell had only one arm, required the services of a robust boatman like Jack Hillers, so the two men hit it off very well. Jack was signed on Powell's next expedition. Adventurer Powell also signed on a photographer, a skilled craftsman in that relatively new art, name of James Fenimore. All of the photographic equipment fascinated the boatman, Jack, the big wooden cameras, the portable dark rooms, the thick glass plate negatives, the myriad chemicals. And since it became one of Jack's duties to help care for this equipment, he became even more curious and eventually intimately acquainted with it. Photographer Jim was happy to answer the boatman's questions, and rugged Jack Hillers learned quickly. And then one day the photographer became ill, had to leave the expedition. But he agreed to leave his photographic gear behind. Now, Jack Hillers, the boatman, was to be the expedition photographer. And that's how come a boatman got buried in Arlington National Cemetery. In Arlington, in our nation's capital, lies the body of John K. Hillers. He died 1925, more than a half century after signing on as a boatman for John Wesley Powell. In the intervening years, Hillers distinguished himself in the field of photography, as have few in that art. In 1881, he was named photographer-in-chief of the United Geological Survey, a position he held until his retirement in 1900. History would remember him as one of the great 19th century photographers. Connoisseurs of the craft still discuss his subtle sense of composition, his eye for inner beauty, his technical expertise. Hillers, all agree, was an artist of the highest caliber, though he had begun as an explorer's boatman. But because of the photographs he left to posterity, we see our long-ago American wilderness through the eyes of a boatman, a magical majesty which no one had ever photographed before. That's how Jack Hillers was transformed from rough-hewn supply bearer to incomparable artist, and that's why he went all the way to the top of the USGS and why he's buried at Arlington, because he was the first to take some certain pictures of a certain place which held a nation's imagination under its spell, a place that very few Americans ever expected that they would see. Now, what I'm about to relate may not seem like much now that we've photographed the moon, but Jack Hillers shot the rapids of the Colorado River, protecting as best he could a floating mountain of photographic equipment, and the results have been called masterpieces of photography, the magnificent first ever photos of the Grand Canyon. And now you know the rest of the story.